Welcome back, Deep Divers. Ready to dive into a new topic?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Today, we are tackling the world of fintech. And you know what they say?
What's that?
It's more than just a buzzword.
You got that right.
You sent in a really interesting piece from Deloitte. Fintech Trends, 5 Insights for Now and the Future.
It's a good one.
And it's packed with fascinating insights about the future of finance.
Definitely. It really digs into how the scene is changing for both the big players and those just starting out.
And something really stood out to me when I was reading through it. It mentions that there are trillions of dollars.
Trillions.
Trillions, with a T, at stake for institutions as all these new fintech startups enter the market. Trillions. It seems like every day there's a new banking app.
Well, it's not just a feeling. Consumer expectations have changed a lot and quickly.
Yeah.
Think about it. We're used to getting everything instantly these days. Need something delivered.
Yeah.
2 hours, tops. Need a ride across town. A few taps on your phone and you're there.
That's true.
This need for speed and ease is now impacting how we manage our money as well. And these traditional firms, they're definitely taking notice. Adapt or become obsolete, right?
So it's sink or swim time.
You could say that.
But it is interesting to see how they're approaching all of this.
How so?
The article quotes Dilip Krishna, who's a managing director at Deloitte. He says that big firms are essentially becoming venture capitalists themselves. They're investing in internal projects to see which problems they can solve with these new technologies, and also banding together, forming consortiums to work with others in the industry. It's really interesting.
That's a smart strategy. They can leverage the speed and adaptability of these new fintech startups while still using their own established infrastructure and experience.
It's like a mutually beneficial partnership.
Exactly, a symbiotic relationship.
Okay, so we've got traditional finance shaking things up, but how about one of the biggest buzzwords out there? Blockchain. I have to admit, when I hear blockchain, I immediately think cryptocurrency. But this Deloitte piece really opened my eyes to all its other potential uses.
It's so much more than just digital currency.
So what else could it be used for?
Well, take something like transferring property titles, for example.
Okay.
Right now, it's a huge hassle. Lots of paperwork, delays, middlemen. Blockchain could streamline that entire process, making it more secure, transparent, almost instantaneous. You could look up a property's entire history, who owned it, when, any Lancer's all in one place.
And no more digging through dusty old files. That would be a game changer.
Exactly.
It would really increase trust in the entire process.
And it doesn't stop there. Think about supply chain management. Blockchain can track products from production to delivery.
Really?
It means more transparency, less risk, and potentially even better prices for consumers.
Wow. That's huge. I mean, we're bombarded with information these days, and it isn't always easy to tell what's true and what's not. That level of transparency, it's almost revolutionary.
I agree.
Speaking of which, let's move on to trend number 3. Regulators are starting to pay attention to fintech. And they should be, right? It's a bit of the Wild West out there.
Absolutely. And it's global. The Deloitte piece highlights how various countries are approaching this. Singapore, Australia, the UK, they're all in on it. One fascinating concept is the rise of regulatory sandboxes.
Regulatory sandboxes. Okay, now you have to explain what that is.
Basically, imagine a safe space where fintech companies can experiment and test out their innovations with real customers.
Okay.
But they're doing it under the watchful eye of regulators in a controlled environment to ensure everything is safe and compliant.
So it's like giving these innovators the space to play, but with some ground rules to prevent any major mishaps.
Exactly.
Like a financial safety net.
Precisely. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This Deloitte article goes even deeper. For instance, you might assume that implementing these fintech solutions is as easy as downloading an app, but...
I was just thinking about that. We live in a world where everything is instant. You know, download an app, get instant results. It can't be that simple, can it?
You're right. It's definitely more complicated than that. In fact, the article says something like, these solutions aren't point and click. Fintech isn't just waving a magic wand.
It makes sense.
Hmm.
So where do companies run into problems? What are the biggest hurdles they face when trying to make fintech work for them?
The report emphasizes strategic planning and looking closely at your existing infrastructure and processes before jumping into implementation. Think of it like renovating a house. You wouldn't just start knocking down walls without knowing where the plumbing and electrical is.
Definitely not. That sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Right. It's the same with fintech. Companies might need to make big changes to their systems, train staff, or even rethink how they do business.
It's like you said earlier, adapt or become a dinosaur.
Exactly. And it's more than just the technology itself. The article highlights the need to align investments with specific business needs. It's about solving problems and creating value, not just chasing the latest trends.
So no more saying, let's use blockchain, without understanding what problem we're trying to solve.
Exactly. It's about being strategic. And this leads perfectly into the fifth and final trend discussed in the report. The industry is realizing that this is a marathon, not a sprint.
I like that analogy. It's easy to get caught up in all the excitement, thinking fintech will solve everything overnight. But real change takes time, patience, and a long-term vision.
It does. And the report poses some interesting questions, too.
Like this.
Well, for example, will fintech completely replace our existing systems or just improve them? Are we adding a layer of complexity or are we genuinely making things better?
Those are some big questions. It makes you wonder if we're on the edge of a financial revolution or just making small changes. So much to think about. Where does this leave us after diving deep into all these fintech trends? What should our listeners take away from all this?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that fintech is here to stay. It's not a fad. It's a major shift in how we think about financial services. But we've also seen that it's not a quick fix.
It's about making smart decisions for long-term success.
Right.
Not just grabbing at the shiniest new tech.
Exactly. And that leads me to one final thought-provoking point from the article, the importance of partnerships.
Okay, partnerships. Tell me more.
Well, think about it. You have these innovative fintech startups with fresh ideas.
Right.
And you have these well-established institutions with experience and resources.
Can they work together effectively?
That's the big question. How will these partnerships shape the future of finance? What opportunities and challenges will they bring?
It's fascinating, isn't it? It's like we're watching a dance between these two very different worlds.
And it's a dance worth paying attention to. I'd encourage everyone listening to stay curious about fintech and where it's headed.
I agree. This deep dive has been a great overview of the fintech world, but there's always more to learn.
Always.
Hopefully this episode has given everyone some things to think about and inspire them to keep digging deeper into the world of fintech.
I hope so too.
And remember, if you have any thoughts about the future of fintech, we want to hear them. Share your insights with us on social media. Until next time, deep divers, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those big questions.